It's a good Sunday school message. It's wonderful. Appreciate the good singing. Glad I can go to church where you can smile. Amen. Brother Felton, you pray, ask God's blessings on the preaching this morning, would you, brother? Yes. Amen. Thank you, Brother Felt. Matthew 25 this morning. Matthew 25. If you'd stand with us, we'll honor the reading of the Word of God found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 25. Matthew was inspired by the Spirit of God, and he penned these words: "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.' The wise answered, saying, 'Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves.' While they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready, went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut." You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you and we thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for Calvary's cross. What you've done for us there on that hillside, thank you. I pray you touch the nearest one that's headed to a devil's hell this morning. Lord, I pray you'd make it real to them. Lord, let them know they can be saved just through the simplicity of preaching. I pray you'd touch us. There's no preaching in me. I pray, Lord, that you'd grant it to us this morning. Touch us and help us to be a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now turn to your Bible this morning in the book of Acts, chapter number 16. Reading verse number 25 of Acts 16 and 25. We find a word that has been previously mentioned. The Bible said, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them." And here's a good Bible word: "And suddenly there's a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, 'Do thyself no harm, for we are all here.'" We'll take a break right there. I don't know what you folks are going to do. You say you're going to heaven and a loud voice tears your nerves up. Because where we're headed, there's not going to be a shouting section and a quiet section. You better be getting used to some noise, neighbor, because we go into a loud city. Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." And then he called for a light, sprang in, came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas. And he asked one of the greatest Bible questions, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Then here's one of the greatest Bible answers. And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved, and thy house." I want to preach this morning on the midnight cry. You'll notice here this word comes up before us in several passages of midnight. Boy, we see first of all in verse 25, there are the saints at midnight. Now I'm glad in this dark hour that we live, there's still some saints at midnight. Man, it is darker than it's ever been. You'll notice these saints at midnight. There's a time mentioned. While the world was asleep, God was doing great things. You'll find in the book of Romans, chapter number 13 and verse number 11, the Bible said, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." Now there were some saints at midnight. You'll notice the time. It indicates a dark hour. Boy, we're living in a very dark hour. We're living in a time when the educators at many places say that it is all right. But there are many things that the Bible says it's not all right. And can I tell you, we live in a dark time in America, friend, when man is marrying man and woman is marrying woman. Can I tell you that lifestyle is still an abomination in the eyes of the Lord? You say, "Well, Brother Ken, how can you build a ministry preaching on sin?" Well, friend, let me tell you, the only way you can build a ministry is preaching on sin. We don't hate the sinner, but we hate the sin. And let me tell you, sin will keep you longer than you thought you'd go. It'll cost you a lot more than you thought you'd ever pay. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a dark time in America. It's a dark time in our churches when men have changed preaching out of the King James Bible, moved over to something trying to simplify the gospel. Honey, let me tell you what's so hard about "thou shalt not." I can tell you what's the problem with your Bible is it convicts you of your lifestyle. And the reason you don't like real preaching because it convicts you of what everybody else is condoning. But honey, let me tell you, there's a midnight hour in America, but I'm glad there's still some saints walking around at midnight. Let me tell you, it may be one, it may be two, but thank God there's still some saints of God at the midnight hour. You say, "Well, preacher, nobody does that no more." Oh, I beg your pardon, friend. I know a few folks that still are doing it in the midnight hour. Thank God there are saints at the midnight hour. Matter of fact, the darker it gets, the better just a little light to show. Amen. You can take a little bit of light, and it dispels darkness. You can turn a little bit of light on. I don't care how much darkness you put on it, friend. It'll never make that light go out. Aren't you glad the lights of home is a shining brighter than it's ever shined? I'm glad, honey, I can get home because the light is a shining that way. I never will forget one day we was rabbit hunting out on a dirt road in the country. Big snow had come up on the ground and one was on the hood of shooting rabbits coming down the road. Somebody don't tell the game warden, amen. But boy, we was having a good time. All of a sudden that car broke down and we began to walk. And the boy with me said, "How are we going to get home?" I said, "Look over yonder over the hill through the woods. There's a light shining. It's on the back porch. Daddy's left the light on." Can I tell you great glory this morning? I'm glad I'm headed to the city where the builder and maker's God. And there's a light on the porch. And I'm glad if you'll look at that light. He said, "Walk in the light. Have you while you have light, lest darkness suddenly find you." I'm glad I'm going to a house where the light's on. Glory to God. Boy, it's a dark hour, but I'm glad there's still a light shining to get us home. Some of y'all won't believe this, But the boy that night that broke down with me fell in a hole of water, big snow on the ground. We walked in the back door. His hair was froze. His clothes was froze. But guess what? There was a fire burning. And he got up there, and I'm glad he got all dried out and all warmed up. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we're just pilgrims and strangers down here. But you wait till we get there. And thank God in the midnight hour there are some saints that's a-walking in this old world. You'll see the time of their walking. Then you'll notice in the trial of their walking. The Bible teaches us that they were in a prison house. The Bible said that the prisoners heard them. Boy, I'm going to tell you, this old world don't have much for a Christian. But I sure am glad God's got something for the people of God. The saints at midnight, there was a time and there was a trial. I'm going to tell you, they were in prison for doing right. Have you noticed this? There's not many applauds about doing right. Mom and daddies, you ought to get the encouragement in your young people. You ought to get encouraged in those that are coming up. Let me tell you, there's still some good young people in this country. There's still some good mom and daddies in this country. They still hope as long as the light's on this morning. And boy, I'm going to tell you, they were locked up for doing right. Don't think this world's going to applaud you for doing right. Boy, it's amazing. You know, the Bible says a prophet is without honor in his own town. You'd think every now and then somebody would congratulate a man for preaching right, for preaching gun barrel straight. But boy, you walk into cafes in our little city and they look around and say, well, there's that preacher preaches against everything. I want to go on and let you in on something this morning, friend. It ain't about how big the church gets. It ain't how many gets to sitting down here. It's if we stand with the Word of God. The Word of God's right in the day we live. And thank God there's still some folks trying to do right and live right in this dark and dying world. Honey, you hear me and hear me well. Shacking up is still wrong. Amen. Social drinking's still wrong. Somebody said, well, a little beer won't bother nothing. Well, honey, let me tell you, one joint of weed got me in a jail cell. What are you talking about? I just took one little draw and it hooked me for a lifetime. But I'm going to tell you what. Hey, those little foxes is what spoils the vine. Young people, they pass a bottle to you, say, no, thank you. I'm running on something you don't know about, and that's the Spirit of God. Amen. I'm glad the Spirit of God can take me places a bottle can't take me. I'm glad the Spirit of God can take me places that this world can't take me. And when I come back down, honey, I'm a talking right and walking right. I ain't hung over. I know how I got there and where I am. Let me tell you, it's still right to do right in the day and hour that we live. Some of you and your little social drinking. You ought to be ashamed. It ought to convict you. You say, well, I ain't coming back. Well, you'll be a drunk in about a year. You ought to thank God it's a man of God thinks enough of you to tell you about what you're doing's wrong. And I go and tell you this too, neighbor. Ain't no sense you getting out of sorts at me because I didn't write this book. I just read it loud. Amen. Hey, you'd look goofy if you met Brother Tim out on or Brother Felton. Amen. You'd look a little goofy if you was out there fixing to chew somebody out just because they put the bill in your mailbox. You need to talk to the sender and get off the postman, honey. I'm just delivering what God done told me to put in your box. Some of y'all sitting out there and you got the flag up saying, stop by my mailbox. And honey, you got a man this morning. I said a man this morning. I said a man this morning that ain't scared to tell you about your wickedness is going to get you in a world of trouble. Your wickedness is going to get your children in hell. You better wake up and listen. It's a dark time in this country. But thank God they steal some saints at midnight. Glory to God. I want to build this wing so bad. Our church is full and I don't take that for granted. But you hear me and hear me well. I'll not compromise the message of the gospel in order just to fill up a building. I'd rather have two or three going in the same direction with God that loved old time snot slanging, hacking preaching. Somebody say amen right there. You'll go to your little Sunday night singings. You'll go to your little Saturday evening get-togethers. Whatever happened to preaching? down at the house of God that encouraged you and you liked. Hey, hey, give me some saints at midnight that ain't scared to rear back and say, what thus saith the Word of God. Boy, we live in a day and hour, little old Christians, and I don't know about y'all, I'm not perfect. I know this crowd I'm a preaching to ain't perfect. But you hear me and hear me well. If you think social drinking's all right, you need your head screwed on right. If you think just a little slipping around on your wife is right, you need your head screwed on right. If you think just a little cussing's all right, you need your head screwed on right. Somebody help me preach on a Sunday morning. I'm telling you, honey, right's still right and wrong is still wrong. I'm glad there's some saints in the midnight hour. You can go down yonder and join the country club and get entertainment. We're not in the entertaining business. And you say, well, I don't know why you're so hard on that. Well, I come in here to say this. A lot of these little old wimpy, little old boys got lace on their drawers and their sleeves. Somebody say amen right there. On their drawers, right there. And on their sleeves. They say hen peck, they sit at the foot of the bed, and they crow every time she says you can say something. They turned around to skits. Entertainment. God said He chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. You say, well, we ain't changed the message. We just changed the method. You little liberal. You little liberal skunk. Little preaching won't hurt you if you'll get it down you. All you need's a good Holy Ghost worming. My grandpa had a 58 Chevrolet and it was before the days of King Cabs. The seat on it would raise forward. Some of you don't even know what that is. He had a cardboard box behind it, and he had a bottle of Wesson oil. I'll never forget the day I was in the hall of the barn, and he had this big old peel. It was a worming peel. They got peaky looking like some of you do with preaching. He said, boy, I'm fixing to worm these calves. I grabbed that little calf by the head, and he took that peel, and he went trying to get it down that calf. That calf just couldn't get it down. He just stopped the whole process. He said, boy, go to the truck, bring me the oil. He says, behind the seat. I got it, and I said, Grandpa, what in the world are you going to do this? He said, just hold his neck. My grandpa got him. You ain't going to like this. But this will keep you humble. He'd run his two fingers in that calf's nose, pull his mouth apart. That's what some of you need to get preaching down you. Somebody say amen right there. Boy, he'd take that peel, he'd put it in that calf, he soused him with that Wesson oil and closed his nose. He said, now hold him, boy. Said, he's going to swallow before he breathes. What do you say? I'm saying, honey, Holy Ghost preaching will help you if you can just get it down you. There's some things in this Bible cuts me. It's a two-edged sword. Hey, I ain't talking about mean preaching. I'm talking about just the saints at midnight being what God called us to be. Hallelujah. I done found this out. You throw a rock in a pack of dogs, friend, the hit dog hollers. Oh, 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 oh. Down at the beauty shop. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Down at the barbecue place. Oh, 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 oh. Down at the golf course. Oh, 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 oh. We ought not get around a rock thrower. There's a lot of places they ain't going to interrupt your little lifestyle. Let me ask you this. If a good message would make you quit drinking and get right, what if you run off the road and kill one of your young'uns? What if good preaching saved your marriage? Wouldn't it be worth your hide getting busted every now and then? Young ladies, if you'd listen to a message, don't you think it might help you down the road to keep your purity? Schools say, well, practice safe sex. That ain't in the Bible. It's no tolerance. You don't get in trouble if you don't. Little girls down there with needles running their arms, eat it with AIDS, never see their whole life. Little boys will tell you anything. You say, I don't like that. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. Hey, ladies, that old boy is telling you that junk down there where you work. Won't you love your husband? Well, you told God that you'd love him. Huh. Lord, this feels so good. Won't some of you men love your wives as Christ loved the church? You got a barn full of four-wheelers, a safe full of shotguns. She's wearing rags. You ought to get your jaws popped for the glory of God. You ought to love them wives as Christ loved the church. You ought to quit calling her an old lady. My old lady, your jaws ought to lock. My old lady. Well, y'all have married your young'un. You say, why are you preaching that way? I'm going to be gone 2 weeks, glory to God. I fear y'all need a little bit before I get gone real good. Turn around and tell somebody, praise God, I like what old Si said Wednesday night. He said, oh my, my glasses are so good I can see in the future. What are you talking about? That's a fact, Jack. Turn around and tell somebody, say, that preaching won't hurt you. Turn around and tell them this morning. That preaching ain't going to hurt you this morning. Ain't going to hurt you. Thank God they some saints at midnight. The time, the trial is locked up for doing right. You ever notice how people applaud you for doing wrong, but they want to applaud you for doing right? Thank God for some young people that'll do right. Amen. And let me tell you something. It ain't ne'er one of us that's beyond anything I've preached about this morning. Woe is me. You know what I do? I'm talking about your pastor that's been saved 32 years, preaching 25 years. You know what happened to me? If I got with the wrong group for 6 weeks, I'd be drinking it too. So you know what that tells me? You need to change crowds. Mom and Daddy, you know that crowd's a drinking. You let them go off with you, you ought to keep them at home. I don't care how much they squall and say, well, now Susie and them and Johnny and them, and we ain't talking about them. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm just trying to help you now. Just trying to help you. Young people, they'll say, well, you got to take this weed to be a part. No, you don't. But I can tell you this, if you do, we're still going to love you. We're just trying to save some people from some hurts and hard times. Listen to preaching. Get it down you. It'll help you. They some saints at midnight. And then you'll notice this. There was a song at midnight. Verse 25, the Bible said at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. I'm glad I can be around some folks that can sing in the midnight hour. Boy, I love the way our singing does here. Thank God. Thank God it ain't contemporary neither. I'm going to tell you something. I may have a screen at my back that welcomes you to Liberty Baptist Church, but I'd be doggone. You can take it over how you want to talk about it. And then I'd be Johnny, whatever that means. I'd be Johnny. If we ever going to put singing words on a screen, you can pick up your red back hymnal and you can read out of it. Ain't nobody going to put no Bible scripture on the wall. If you can't afford a Bible, see me at the service. We'll buy you one. Bring your Bible to church. Bring your Bible to church. That's the best thing you've had in your hand all week, is a copy of the Word of God. I don't know what some of y'all done if Brother Monroe Wiggins would have preached at this church. Some of the Elijahs that God's called home. You leave out of here and say, that preacher made me mad. Well, that's a start of you getting right. Saints. Midnight songs at midnight. Wonder what they're singing. I bet they wasn't singing, "My tractor sexy." Who ever heard? And I bet they wasn't singing, "The devil's in the phone booth dialing 911. They some real spiritual people write songs. Devil ain't no phone booth dialing 911. He's waiting on you in here. He's sitting right in here by you. I wish he'd raise his head up so I could cut it off. Whack. He's waiting on you. He's a real devil. Song at midnight. Then verse 26, there was shaking at midnight. I like this word. Suddenly, there's a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. Shaken at midnight. Verse 27, it shook destruction. The keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword, would have killed himself, supposing the prisoners had been fled. It shook destruction. Suicide is not to fear death, but it's yet to be afraid of life. Let me tell you, there's something a whole lot better hope than killing yourself. There's hope in this book right here this morning. It shook depression. Depression's a real thing. But I'm telling you, their song and their singing turned to shaking. And it shook destruction and it shook depression. I'm glad I can go to church. It helps me in my depression. Anybody ever been depressed? I have. Thank God, Brother Rodney, for some saints that can cheer you up at midnight. I'm talking about people that's not negative about you preaching, but they're encouraging about you preaching. You know, Brother Adam, you is exactly right this morning. Talking about you as glad as two preachers here. I'm glad I've got an assistant like this man. I thank God, Brother Randall, I've got a man like this. I thank God I've got men like you. Brother Mike and Brother Adam's got my back. Sees about my family as the deacons of this chair. I thank God for that. I thank God for members like Brother Gerald and Brother Tim. Brother Rodney sat on the front. Brother Lee on the front. They'll encourage me in my midnight hour. Any of you have any idea of what it takes to preach? Any of you have any idea for these young'uns to live right in this dark world? Any of you got any idea how much it takes these young families' time to get these young'uns ready and get them to the house of God? We ought to be encouraging them. Amen. Some of you older ones, you ought to encourage them. You ought to say, just stay with it, hon. It'll work. Old time religion's still alive and well. I know we live in a day people want entertainment. But let me tell you something. I'm glad there's encouragement at the midnight hour. I'm glad it's people still say, I love you. I've been in churches. Would be the visiting evangelist, get up to preach. Ain't nobody even said nothing to me. I'm glad we got a friendly church. When we was building our church, Brother Buddy was here. Brother Gerald was a young man at that time, and I weighed about 50 pounds less. We had this basement dug. Brother Gerald come in behind me. And I was looking in the hole, and all of a sudden I just felt like an astronaut. He just lifted me up. And he held me out over that hole. He said, "Hey, preacher." I said, "Hey, buddy." "Hey, buddy." Brother Buddy, at that time, I thought he'd having a Bowman fit. He's down there about halfway between that hole and the highway, and this is what he was doing. I said, "Hey, Brother Buddy, what you doing?" He said, "Ah, preacher, I just want everybody to know we're a friend of church." Thank God for encouragement, men. Now, young people, I'm so proud of you. Young people, you listen to this. If you make a mistake, we've all made mistakes. Mom and dads, if you make a mistake, you look up here at this preacher this morning, we've all made mistakes. Some of us just been caught and some of us ain't. I don't know why in the world that you'd ever point your finger at somebody realizing that you've been there. Or with just that much, you could be there. I don't know why in the world you'd say anything about somebody else's kids when the only reason yours ain't there, it ain't they ain't a doing it, they just ain't got caught at it. Just ain't got caught at it. My mama get this tape in the nursing home, but I won't tell the things that I didn't get caught at. But I'm going to say this. I'm not condoning sin, but I'm simply saying this. Brother Jerry, since I've been saved, I've always wanted to do right. This flesh has gotten my way sometimes. I'm glad we can go to church at midnight hour. We can encourage one another. I'm glad we can encourage ladies that their husbands have left them. I'm glad we can encourage young men that don't have a daddy or a mama to raise them. We need mentors in our churches. Not somebody always saying you're doing wrong, but thank God you're doing some right. Amen? Well, there were some saints at midnight. There's a shaking at midnight. There's some singing. And then you'll notice in verse 27, it's where many of us are, there was some sleeping at midnight. And the keeper of the prison awakening out of sleep, I wish you'd wake up. And I wish you'd realize that this is a real world. And outside of them doors, it's hard to live a Christian life. You need to get your batteries charged. Miss Renee's got an electric golf cart. She goes, sees her daddy on. We go ride it to see the grandbabies. The other day, me and her got down to Megan's house and it quit. We got it back home. Man come looked at it and he said, "I'll tell you what your problem is." Say, "Your charger's tore up." "It ain't your battery, it's your charger." Say, "You don't need to replace batteries. You just need a good charger." It's amazing what happened when the right charger got plugged in on them batteries. She thought she had a new golf cart. Listen to me this morning, closing. You're not going to do good out yonder unless you can get charged here. Get charged in your altar in the mornings, in your daily Bible reading. You see, there was some sleeping at midnight. Don't go to sleep at the wheel. Some of you, listen to me, you don't know how good you've got it. You know, I'm going to say something right here, and I don't care if you like it or you don't like it. God has entrusted me to be a part of one of the greatest ministries in the South. The places I go, they know who you are because of the impact. These deacons in this church has been sure that me and my wife has been took care of in these times. I wouldn't take nothing for where I'm sitting this morning. The devil told me the biggest lie when you walk out of that job. I'm happier than I've ever been in my life. But you know what would be a great danger for me, Brother Mike? Going to sleep at the wheel. And that's where some of you are this morning. God's entrusted you with children, given you a great husband and a great wife, given you a good job, He's given you a good church to go to. If you're not careful, you're going to run off the road, going to sleep at the wheel. There was a sleeping at midnight, but I sure am glad there was a sermon at midnight. Brother Tim, I don't know what we're going to do for invitation. But there was a sermon at midnight. The Bible says, they called for a light, sprang in, came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And I'm glad somebody knowed what to say. Did you know this morning that if you took a poll of America and asked how you could be saved, you'd have probably, no telling, probably 1,000 different answers. But look what the Bible says. There's a sermon at midnight. He said, brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved and thy house." There's a sermon. There's the person of it, the Lord Jesus. I'm glad that there's the power of it, thou shalt be saved. And there's a promise of it. We've seen it here in our church and thy house. Isn't it amazing? When it comes to you, it'll spread over into your house. There's a sermon. And then, thank God, lastly, there was salvation at midnight. I want to say salvation's available this morning. Salvation is advisable. He said those that were ready went in to meet Him. You ever been saved? Need your battery charged? Many of you at a crossroads in your life. It's very important what way you take. Won't you come get some help for your life this morning? I don't care what you've done. I don't care how long you've been doing it. But I can tell you this, what this book says. If you'll trust Christ, He can save you. He can charge you. Thank God for a charging station. Brother Tim, what's your number?
Number 410.
410. Stand with us this morning. Let's stand and sing.